You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Do we decide to stick with boys low, girls high?
News!
No!
Oh, that's good.
No!
News!
No!
News!
Our only real hope.
It feels like a fire.
Yeah.
This is news. Or no.
That's the point, Erica. That's the
you
point.
You waited for the gung gung.
I had to have the gung gung.
Yeah.
Yeah. The point is for it to be like a choir. Be professional, would you?
Good evening. This was an amazing
weekend.
Is that
Aaron jumping in so no one else can get her story done?
Yes. You have no idea how long I've been sitting on this. Ever since pictures came out of Pedro Pascal at the, how do you say it?
In the tank top?
Cannes Film Festival. Woo!
In the tank top?
Yeah.
He's not that hot.
So yeah, he's so hot.
Is your news Pedro Pascal in a cutoff tank top?
Yep.
Perfect.
Hold on. Okay, can I just say something weird about that?
Say it.
He gave me body confidence. I didn't think...
Yeah?
He didn't look that good. He's not like... He's wearing a black tank top.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think I know the reason. Because I recently went through something similar where my wife gifted me a... I called them muscle shirts because it's not a tank top. It's like just...
It is kind of like more
a wider
boxy.
One.
Yes.
Yeah. She gave me one and I like put it on and tried it on and she went feral.
And really?
Yeah, and if Pedro Pascal gave you body confidence.
Right. No.
Every picture I see, I'm liking it. I'm resharing. Oh my gosh, he's
Erica's
gorgeous.
Erica's not sharing your quan for him.
I'm more for me.
You know what? I don't watch The Last of Us and I think that is a big reason people are feral for Pedro.
I mean, he was also in Game of Thrones, which is another thing. And like,
I'm so far behind,
I do like
so
him.
Nobody judge me. I just started watching Narcos, and he's in that.
Oh, TBT.
He's.
Yeah. I haven't seen that.
He's pretty hot in that. He's younger.
He's a hottie. I don't know if the tank top did it for me the way.
Did you think his arms were ripped?
His arms are ripped.
They're
his,
not
his
that
smile
ripped,
is
you guys.
Great.
Like,
his,
it's the black sleeveless shirt.
I'm
try
obsessed.
One on.
I'm dead serious. Like I'm trying to think of who the last person I saw, like body wise as a guy that I was like, holy, like who's come.
Are
like,
you just saying you're confident?
No,
are you saying you're ripped?
Like who was the last person who was kind of like the Bridgerton guy is like, holy God.
Jonathan Bailey.
Jesus, his body's
Jonathan Bailey.
Break. Like, and there's just some guys and you're just like, okay, like put your shirt on so we don't all
like
feel
Zac
terrible.
Efron?
I mean, the weird thing to his face.
Yeah, something weird happened to his face.
Real just like...
Dylan Efron.
Oh, there's another one?
There's another one. He was on Traitors.
Okay.
You wouldn't know. He is a hottie.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, I can admit when I see a guy's body and go, holy hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, when I saw that, I was like, okay, I don't...
No, Pedro's perfect in my book.
Is part of the appeal that he's like somewhat realistic?
Probably. And he seems like very wholesome, very down to earth, like
well-rounded.
Jake Gyllenhaal in Roadhouse. Holy God.
Jake Gyllenhaal broke Taylor Swift's heart. Don't you dare talk well about him.
I know, but he's so
what movie?
Ripped. They redid Roadhouse and he's just like shredded.
See, yeah, maybe it is because that's very intimidating to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Enough Anyways. About hot guy bods.
We're only halfway through your list. Do you want to keep going?
Good evening. We have a new American Pope. Idol.
Who cares?
No, I know. I actually wanted to see if any of you cared.
God.
I don't think I realized it was still going on.
I can't believe I thought the season just began. And then last night I see American Idol winner. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
And they don't do it like they used to where they get it down to two.
It was down to three.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am sad to say I used to be like a number one Idol nerd. And I do... No. I don't
Chase
know if I care
Beckham?
Who Jamal Roberts is.
I don't know who that is.
Who's Chase? Chase Beckham is from years ago.
Yeah, but I didn't realize. I know his name from, but I didn't know
Idol
he was
winner
from Idol.
From
yeah,
2018.
Okay, so you didn't jump off the bandwagon
so,
as soon
no,
as
my
the rest.
Mom, no. So my mom still watches it, so she'll text me about it. But I just,
will this person?
Is it time?
Other than
Carrie
Kelly
Underwood.
Clarkson,
mm-hmm.
Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood.
Those are two winners.
Phillip Phillips.
Yeah.
Did he win?
Yes. Yes,
yeah,
he did.
Sorry.
I was in love with him.
With all due
respect. What is her last? Hudson.
Yeah, she wasn't a winner, though.
That's
what
I'm
she
saying.
Wasn't.
No.
Like, she didn't win. Clay Aiken didn't win. And
Daughtry
Clay Aiken
didn't win.
Daughtry didn't. Yes.
Hey, you kind of look like Daughtry.
I'm going to tell you, I once got a table in Vegas by saying I was Todd Daughtry, his brother.
Perfect. Okay. So yeah, I don't think this person is necessarily going anywhere, but good luck, Jamal Roberts.
Yeah, no, he's right. Going nowhere. And that's what I don't understand. It's American Idol and The Voice. Has anyone ever been famous from The Voice?
Danielle Bradbury.
Don't know who that is.
Wait,
so
are we,
no.
Are we talking winners?
Winners.
Or just anyone? Oh, because I think Benson Boone was on The Voice.
He was on Idol and dropped out too.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
Morgan Wallen tried both and got nowhere.
I think
Maren Morris too.
Chapel Roan was turned away.
Yeah. So
these shows truly highlight how little they know about making somebody famous in the music. I mean, other than Kelly, when it was Kelly and Justin, oh my God, I cried that night.
Was it the 90s or was it early 2000?
No, I think it was like 2001.
Okay.
But I mean, Justin's still famous.
Kinda.
He's little.
Oh, wait, is that the Lil Sweet?
Lil Sweet,
yeah.
The Dr. Pepper.
Oh, jeez. Okay. 2002, I'm sorry, I misspoke.
Okay, yeah, those were the days.
Yeah.
Mm.
Right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As people accept job applications, college applications from Gen Zers, keep this in mind, nearly half of Gen Z admits that they've lied on their resumes.
Is anyone in this room Gen Z?
Yeah.
Erin kind of.
Erin doesn't want to claim it, but she is.
Would you ever lie on a resume?
Ask her a different way.
No, I don't think I have.
Have you ever lied on a resume?
Ask her a different way. Have you ever told the truth on a resume?
Oh, sucker. She hasn't had a resume in years.
Saying I need to update it.
I would update it today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.